You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 7th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
What a night in the basketball playoffs, especially at Concordia College in Moorhead. Welcome to the podcast. The Pelican Rapids Vikings pulled one out after trailing by 20 in the second half. They were able to rally, force overtime with a late shot by Anna Roysom, and then win it in OT against Holly, 60-53, to advance to the Section 8-2A championship tomorrow night at Concordia. Ellie Welch had a double-double, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Morgan Korf led the Vikings with 20 points. She also made 11 out of 13 free throws. But Ari Hovland hit four threes, three of them in the second half. She finished with 12. Anna Roysom had 13 points, including a key basket on a putback to tie the game at the end of regulation, and then a three to get the Vikings the early lead in overtime. Just a total team effort for Pelican Rapids as they improved to 25-3. I talked with head coach Brian Korf about the tremendous atmosphere at Concordia College.
You know, Concordia is a great place to host section basketball. Pelican Rapids basketball has had a lot of great memories there at Concordia. I believe it was, someone told me yesterday that it was like 4 years ago to the date that Maddie Guler hit that last second shot. So a lot of great memories, a lot of emotions, a lot of fun. But you also, you know, you had the times that you didn't win too. So I had a little bit of both, but we've had a lot of great memories and cherish them and look back. And you appreciate all the girls that put in the time. And like I've told someone yesterday, you know, it's not only this team that helped us get to where we're at. It's all the players that have built this culture and helped get to where we're at this year and in the past seasons too. So all the successful teams, you know, that make it to the section or make it to the state tournament, there's a lot of girls that didn't make it and that contributed to that. So hopefully all the girls that have been part of our basketball program feel part of this success that we're having.
So, Brian, you're down 31-16 at halftime, and yet you outscored Holly 44-22 in the second half. So what kind of adjustments did you make offensively and defensively to kind of turn the tables on the Nuggets?
Well, it starts with the girls. You know, one, they didn't hang their heads at halftime. They had their chins up when I walked into the locker room. They were ready to go battle right away when we left the locker room to go out for the second half. So the credit goes to all the girls and all 15 of them. There's no emotions, no hanging their heads, not one player I saw in the locker room at halftime. So right there, the credit goes to them. We made a few adjustments defensively and offensively. And, you know, really, Craig, girls hit some big shots. Ari Hovland gave us a spark right away of hitting some threes. And then Anna Roysom later in the second half hit some big threes for us, got a big rebound and a putback. And Ellie Welch hit some big baskets in the paint, and then we made some free throws at the end. So free throws are key. You know, if you're going to win close games, you got to make free throws. And the girls executed our plan in the second half, and they hit big shots, and the credit goes to them.
Now you've got to go up against the top-seeded Perham Yellow Jackets, a team you have seen twice this year. And now the state tournament berth is on the line when you go up against the Yellow Jackets at Concordia. So what's the game plan third time around against this team?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all know that they have a good post player, and you got to slow her down, right? And you can't stop her. She's too good of a basketball player to stop her. So you're going to try to slow her down, and you hope that she missed some shots, right? You know, and that and they got good perimeter shooters. So, and all the girls on the perimeter can hit three-pointers, and they can all drive. So the best thing is hopefully that the shots don't fall and on Friday night, and that our shots fall. And So that's key. We're going to play good defense. We're going to have to rebound, and we're going to have to limit our turnovers. Turnovers and rebounds are going to be key, and we got to make free throws.
Brian Korff, head coach of the Vikings. Yeah, Purim's Willow Thiel scored 33 in their win over Barnesville last night, 65-53. Great win for Purim in that the Yellow Jackets had lost twice to Barnesville this year. Third time was the charm. And both these teams, Purim and Pelican Rapids, are 25-3 heading into the championship game tomorrow night. This will be a classic at Concordia, without a doubt, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Now, in Section 6A, the Underwood Rockets and the Hancock Owls will square off for the third consecutive year for the championship of the section. 2 years ago, Hancock won the section title, beating the Rockets and then going on and winning the Class A state tournament. Last year, it was Underwood that defeated Hancock, and then they won the consolation honors in the Class A state tournament. Last night, Underwood had huge nights from Callan Grove and Liz Luckin. Grove scored 17 points, pulled down 9 rebounds, and blocked 11 shots. Oh yeah, she also had 5 assists. That is called stuffing the stat sheet. Callan led the way, but Liz Luckin really got the Rockets rolling. She scored 21 first-half points and had a game-high 29 to lead Underwood. They also were outstanding on the boards, out-rebounding Park Christian School 47-26. They had 11 rebounds each from Ezra Baker and Millie Allberg as they defeat the Falcons by a score of 68-43. Now, the other half of the bracket, Hancock, survived overtime. It looked like they might not make it to the finals, but they pulled it out in OT, beating the Breckenridge Cowgirls 72-70. And that will set up a great matchup between Underwood and Hancock. The Owls have beaten Underwood in 2 close games this year in Little Eight Conference play. And tomorrow night's game will be at 7 o'clock at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Field House in Fergus Falls. Another great atmosphere for tournament basketball. And speaking of tournament basketball, tonight there are some key tournament games as the Fergus Falls girls will play Alexandria. Cardinals, the number 1 seed. The Otters, the number 2 seed in Section 8-3A. They will square off in Detroit Lakes tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's on News Talk 1250 KBRF if you want to catch the action. And also in boys basketball tonight, Rothsay is at Hillcrest. And it's Frazee at Henning and Battle Lake at Ada Borup West. That's in Section 6A competition. Other 6A games, Park Christian will host Norman County East Ulan-Hitterdahl. And West Central area, the top seed in the south, is home to Breckenridge tonight. Hancock entertains Border West. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is home against Benson. And Ashby goes to Brandon Evansville in action in Section 6A boys tournament play. Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our podcast. They serve you with locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And you can always visit them online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And remember, for your summer fun, get ready. Lake Area Docks and Lifts can help you out. You can visit them at 5 different locations around the lakes country. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts. The Minnesota Gopher men's basketball team fell in their home season finale last night. Despite good nights all the way around, Parker Fox had a team-high 14 points. Mike Mitchell Jr. had 13 and also 6 assists. And Dawson Garcia recorded a double-double with 12 points and 12 rebounds. But Minnesota fell to 9-10 in the Big Ten, 18-12 overall, as they lost 70-58 to Indiana. And they will close out the regular season schedule at Evanston, Illinois, facing Northwestern Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Good night for the Gopher women as they defeated Rutgers last night in the opening game of the Big Ten Conference Tournament, 77-69, and in the process, the 11th-seeded Gophers broke a four-game losing streak as they improved to 16-14. They will now face 6th-seeded Michigan at 8 o'clock tonight. Big night for Amaya Battle. Scored a career-high 32 points on 10 of 20 shooting, made 11 of 15 free throws, handed off 7 assists, and grabbed 5 rebounds. She did not turn the ball over once, so a great night for Battle. Hopefully the Gophers can build a little momentum here, keep it going in the postseason. And the Timberwolves have won 4 straight road games as they embark on their longest road trip of the season. They're going on the road for 6 consecutive games starting tonight in Indianapolis. Timberwolves beat the Pacers 127-109 back in the middle of December in their only previous meeting. And they are now tied with Oklahoma City, a full game up on Denver in the Northwest Division of the Western Conference of the NBA. So they'll try to keep that road win streak alive. The Timberwolves are 20-11 away from home. And the Minnesota Wild also play tonight. They take on Arizona on the road. The Wild are 7th in the Central Division. They have fallen 9 points behind Nashville in the battle for that final playoff spot in the West. It's not looking good right now. They have split their 2 games so far this year with the Arizona Coyotes. And the Minnesota Twins got a 7-1 preseason victory over the Red Sox yesterday. Edouard Julien hit a 3-run homer, and the 24-year-old catcher Jair Camargo launched a 2-run shot. He's having a nice spring, maybe able to crack that roster. And the Twins are 5-6 on the exhibition season, but hey, we're only 21 days. 3 weeks from today, it's opening day in Major League Baseball. Thank you so much for joining us for our podcast. Hope you come back again tomorrow. Have a great night and enjoy that tournament basketball.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.